could you give an example of an experience that you've had in your work life or in your other activities in your professional life that you believe has prepared you to be a member of Congress?
All my life experiences have prepared me to get in to run for office. I ran for office before, and so those life experiences. I'm a public servant. I'm a school teacher for 26 years, elementary PE teacher for 26 years, and that's prepared me for office. I've been a coach and I've also basketball coach, baseball coach. I've owned my own business up until last year. I shut it down after 14 years. Being a business owner, so that's prepared me. All of my life experiences in helping political candidates, Steve Forbes and Governor Tommy Thompson. I was Polk County Chair, and Rick Santorum, running presidential candidates. So many things have put me in position to win this election, and unlike all the rest of the candidates, I'm the outsider. Everybody else are political insiders, and I'm the outsider. And because I'm the outsider, and I'm the common man, the rest of them are high-profile candidates. I'm the common man, and I keep hammering away at that, that you can trust to tell the truth. And there's a big difference between my candidacy and the rest of the people that are running.
What do you think is one thing that you can do in Congress to help create more jobs in Iowa?
Change the laws. The federal government has just come down hard on the small business owner and corporations. There's so many laws anymore. It's convoluted you have to jump hoops just to own a business anymore, and make it simple for them, and so that they don't have to come up with so much money downstroke just to open up a business anymore, and the tax structures have to change. You know, it's just too hard. I've been a small business owner between the local city codes and the state codes and the federal codes. It's just very difficult to open up a business anymore.
Okay.
And in addition to that, tell the truth. You know, that's what business owners want to hear. They want the truth out of Washington. So, and not the environmentalists has got everybody starstruck, and they can't do anything anymore for whatever reasons, and that's put them in a position of power, the environmentalists, and of course it's affecting the business community all around the United States.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A March Iowa poll showed 65% of respondents support an increase in the minimum wage. Would you support a minimum wage increase?
Absolutely not. As a small business owner, it'll kill everybody. It'll be less jobs. Minimum wage right now is 7.25. It's just a level entry position. Scooping cones at Dairy Queen, that's all it's for. And no one ever said that $10.25 was who came up with that idea that that's supposed to take care of a family? It's not. It wouldn't. And I would never support that. You know, it'll cut jobs and businesses will close because they can't afford the help if it's mandated through all the small businesses. So absolutely not, no increase in minimum wage. Let the market take care of itself. If an employee is a good worker, she or he will get more money. Whether it be working for McDonald's or Dairy Queen or if you're working for a principal insurance company, they'll make what the market can bear. So.
Okay. The U.S. House has had dozens of votes to either repeal, defund, or otherwise dismantle the Affordable Care Act. But President Obama won't sign anything that would repeal or defund or dismantle it. So the law is still unpopular, and a lot of polls have shown people are more opposed to it than in support of it. So what ideas do you have for revising the Affordable Care Act?
Well, we have to get rid of the whole thing. We got to start all over. And the problem is the people that are in office. And what I've said along the campaign trail since I challenged Mr. Latham here back in November is that if people do not, anybody that's in office does not come along with doing what's right for the people. Vote them all out of office. Every Democrat, every Republican should be primaried in the House of Representatives and the Senate, and we will get people in there that will do their job and do it the right way. That's the solution, because I don't know if once I get into office, and I will call out people that will that are not doing what they're supposed to and not making this so that the Affordable Care Act is affordable. Right now, it's not affordable. It's exactly what it's not. It's a higher deductible and higher premiums, and everybody and many people. And this summer, a lot of people, businesses, will be making that decision. So if they're going to carry them or not, and on their insurance, and I think we're going to have a big awakening this summer after a lot of businesses decide if they're going to keep their insurance for their employees. And so but the solution is we just sit down at the table, but if no one's going to budge on the left, then vote them all out of office. And if there's Republicans that are deciding, then vote them out of office too.
Okay. The proposed changes to the renewable fuel standard seem to signal that the administration may be moving away from grain-based alternatives to conventional fuels. What would you do in Washington to work in a bipartisan manner on energy policy that would benefit Iowans and still have national appeal?
Well, you know, the administration, Mr. Obama and all of his subordinates, they've, with the help of the environmentalists, has put our energy at a cost to the public that we can't afford anymore. We need to develop the pipeline. We need to develop all fuels of all types of energy. What coal? They've taxed the coal people where they can't even be in business anymore with all the different regulations. That's shameful. And we should develop solar. We should develop nuclear. All of France is nuclear now. We should develop all forms of oil, whatever it takes, so that we can be self-reliant and independent of the Middle East. All of the things that we've been involved in the last 10 or 15 years with these wars all have to do with oil, because we need to have oil to come to our country. So if we develop it, all forms of energy, so we can be independent of the rest of the world, then a lot of our problems will be solved.
Okay.
Did I answer the question?
Yeah, thanks. You're campaigning to join Congress at a time when its approval ratings are some of the lowest in history, hovering in the low to mid-teens in many cases. How did we get to this point? And for in particular for trying to join the House, the House of Representatives has been referred to as a do-nothing Congress. So what areas can you imagine compromising with the other party to get something accomplished for Iowa?
I'm not compromising who I am and what I'm all about. That's the problem in Washington. People are lying. They don't tell the truth. And, of course, the left wants everything. We've compromised ourselves to the tune of $17 trillion. And not a balanced budget, and no one's solving any problems. They don't want to solve the problems because they want to offend their constituents, the left, and so in turn they blocked everything. And the Republicans have helped out. They haven't done much better, and that's why I challenged Tom Latham. And what a novel idea. Go to Washington and tell the truth, and that's what you're supposed to do. People might not, they want you to tell the truth, and they didn't want to hear the truth, and they might not want to do what's right in when you tell the truth, but that's what you're supposed to do, and in turn solve the problems of our country. And everybody's disgusted with the federal government because they don't do anything, because they don't tell the truth. They say one thing and do another when they get in office, and they're always looking for their next vote to get in office. And that's not what you're supposed to. You can quote this. I'm not going to Washington to make friends. I'm going to Washington to do a job. That's what you're supposed to represent the people.
Okay, great. Nearly all the candidates running for office say they want to cut government waste and bring down the deficit. Could you name a specific program or department that you would cut and why you would make that choice?
The EPA. They've just gone way overboard. At one time, it was a good organization when it first started, but the Environmental Protection Agency is so convoluted. They're an organization that thinks that everybody's out to get the public, and businesses are out to get the public. They don't have any idea what it's like to be in business, and all the money that people spend to be in business, and all the rules and regulations they have passed down. It's hurt the farmers, hurt the business community, and the small business community. EPA's got to go. Of course, we need to have an oversight. Somebody's going to do what's right and tell the truth as far as what it's all about. For the most part, most people want to do a good job when they're a businessman. They don't. They want to be. They're honest people. They got their whole life investment in it, whether it be a farmer or they be a restaurant owner. They want to do what's right for the people because they need customers so they can make money. But the EPA has got to go. We'll get something, but somebody's going to in there do the job so that make sure that everybody is following the rules, but not to the point where strangling everybody. For instance, the oil coming from Canada, everybody knows it's safe. We've got all the different tools to make it safe. And there's no reason why it shouldn't be going, and so we can have all that oil flow down to Texas. But, of course, the EPA, all the environmentalists, they've got it strangled, and Barack Obama wants his votes, and so he continues to block it. It's pretty simple to pass it. And, of course, my solution to that is he's still in office, but the next presidential candidate, they don't want to do it. You don't vote anybody in office. It's not going to do what's right for the people in this country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we spending enough on national defense?
Are we spending enough on that? No, not spending enough. We shouldn't even touch it because we keep the world safe, and we have a moral obligation to keep the world safe. We are the United States of America, and the sequestration shouldn't even have been on the table. We've cut the budget where we can't even have the benefits of all the armed services. It's awful how we've treated the people that have defended our country and put their life on the line every day. My dad served in World War II, and of course there are probably places in the armed in defense that needed to be looked at and see if they're spending their money wisely. but on the other hand, we got to make sure that we are a safe country. That's the number one thing. Everything else is doesn't mean a thing unless our country is safe. And if our country's not safe, and we have an administration right now that has gutted it. It's the lows of the 1940s and 30s. It's unheard of. There's so many other places that they can cut in the that they don't have to touch their armed services.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Immigration reform is another issue that's important to Iowa, but it's also been stalled in Congress. What immigration reforms would you support?
What immigration reform? Enforce the laws that we have right now. No amnesty. We're a country of laws. We have worker laws right now, and we have millions and millions of people coming from all around the world. Coming here illegally, and we can't afford it. I am married to a Chinese woman. I brought her over here legally. Cost me literally thousands and thousands of dollars to bring her over. She just couldn't hop on a plane and come over to here, just like a lot of people are coming on extended work visas, extended school visas, or just walking across the borders, whether it be on the northern side or the southern side. But to enforce the laws that we have, where we can be a sovereign nation, and so that we can get people back to work. We've been inundated with so many people coming that it's put a crunch on every hospital, every school, every county, city, and state in this country. We should enforce the laws we have now and put people on the border so people don't cross the borders illegally. And if we can protect North Korea, South Korea from North Korea with 30,000 men, we surely can protect our borders so people don't walk across. And then no one knows where they're at. And then they also get in the system, and they're and they're on the welfare payments, and it's just a big mess. And enforce the laws we have now, and protect our borders for 1 year, and then if we have to change a few laws, we will. But until then, just do what we're supposed to do, and we'll see how that works, because we're not doing anything now.
Okay, I have one last question. According to figures from NASA, 97% of climate scientists agree that climate warming trends over the past century are very likely due to human activities, and most of the leading scientific organizations worldwide have issued public statements endorsing this position. Do you accept that science, and what do you think, or how do you think government should act on the issue of climate warming?
Well, you're talking to those people. There are people on the other side of the ticket that say there's no climate. It's just weather. It's just weather. It's all it is. You're quoting a specific amount of scientists. If it's warming some, and some people just say it's just part of our cycle of our Earth here in for thousands of years. Climate. We've had more colder days here in the. I don't know for sure. In the last 3 or 4 years, and of course, I don't have statistics in front of me, so pardon me for this answer. But you have scientists that have come to say, and now they've found that it's not true. It's not true. So for us in the United States to pass so many laws and the rest of the world doesn't even follow them is not even fair, because we can't keep on a level playing ground with the rest of the people that are industrious and not even following any rules. And so it's put us at a disadvantage because the climate change. They want us to put in more rules and regulations, and we can't. Businesses can't open up, and industries can't open up. We're shutting down coal factories. We're shutting down the oil. We're at a disadvantage with the rest of the countries around the world because they say of climate change. And so I disagree with the facts that 97% of what 97% of scientists, who are they? There's just as many on the other side that say there's no climate change. So I disagree with your premise to begin with. So that's my opinion.